Use caution there. Watch out for boots on the ground around the Montgomery area. Not looking too bad. We've got light to moderate traffic all around the boulevard right now. Our busiest spot, Norman Bridge Road outbound, I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery, but no issues on the interstates. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Shopping is festive at Festival Plaza. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chain.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Let's visit with Jeff. Jeff, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Greg. How are you today?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. I've got a prediction on when President Biden will leave office.
Okay.
The 22nd Amendment to the Constitution gives us a pretty good clue as to when that will be. And it will be one day past the two-year mark of Biden's first term.
One day after the two-year mark? Why is that?
One day after the two-year mark, because the 22nd Amendment says that a person can't be elected to the presidency twice if they've served as president for more than 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the rule that came into play after LBJ took Kennedy's gig. That, of course, LBJ could have run for another term, but he made himself so unpopular between Vietnam and all the rest of his garbage, his great society that we're still paying for.
Yeah. If you're the Democrats, why wouldn't you try for this with everything that you had to get Kamala in for, in essence, 10 years?
Well, next hour, let's give a listen to his press secretary and some of the tough questions she's been asked by people during this.
They're going to do whatever it takes to get Joe to the two-year mark, even if it means having an aide, you know, hold their hand over Joe's hand.
I just watched a documentary on Smithsonian about Wilson, another liberal hero, and really a horrible president. And Woodrow Wilson was basically paralyzed and unable to work almost the last two full years. His wife did most of it, but they concealed it. They covered up the right side of his body when he was laying in bed, and yeah, they just made him look as viable as possible, and they could do the same thing with Joe. I got to run. We're at the top of the hour, but thank you for the call.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Queen, now $17.99, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject. Credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
And now, a star is born. On January 25th, 1981, the world welcomed little baby Alicia Keys. When the musician was born, the doctor was happy to share the gender of the newborn.
It's a girl, and this girl is on fire.
Alicia Keys, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Propaganda Center now presents Fox at 4.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Biden today reversing the Trump administration's ban on transgender personnel in the military.
Newly confirmed Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin expressed support for the decision during his confirmation hearing.
If you're a fit and you're qualified to serve and you can maintain the standards, you should be allowed to serve.
The White House says a president believes gender identity should not be a bar to military service.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. A rise in coronavirus cases and the discovery of two new strains prompting President Biden to ban some international travel.
The ban prohibits travelers from the UK, Ireland, and 26 countries in Europe, as well as Brazil and South Africa. Former President Trump had imposed similar restrictions, but ordered the bans lifted 2 days before leaving office.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. U.S. coronavirus deaths have now passed 419,000, with more than 25 million confirmed cases across the country. America is listening to
every
Fox
last
News.
Don't get your hopes up. don't get your hopes up. Tokyo says the Olympics will still go on as planned. But please give us a break. If you believe the torch will get lighted, I've got swampland in Florida to sell you. Let's bring people from all over the planet and put them in a small dormitory. Maybe just award the gold medal to the athlete who has their sense of taste. Nobody wants to see swimmers wearing face masks, so call it off till 2024.
Yeah, that's the latest thing. The Olympics will be canceled again. Now, when Hank Aaron passed away, they had already were pretty certain they were going to cancel this year's Baseball Hall of Fame induction. I think they're going to find a way to do it. Cut the crap. New York is reopening. That's where the Baseball Hall of Fame is. So they'll find a way to do it safely. Enough is enough. All right. We have had the very patient Jason waiting to speak with us.
What's up? Good afternoon. How y'all doing?
Good, Jason.
Hey, you sound down. Like you're just having a really rough go. I'm sorry. Like, you sound like this is supposed to be happy hour.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened, man? Like,
we're happy.
I never heard you sound this bad.
Huh?
I haven't heard you sound this down before. Like, you normally pretty jovial. So, there's times where you kind of upset, but maybe my date can brighten up your day. I think if I had to guess a date, I would say January 20th, 2029. I think that's when he's gonna leave.
Nice talking to you. At least this time you were able to get a complete thought out without saying MF-er.
It wasn't him the first time.
It's the same guy.
No, it wasn't him.
Same guy. No. Yeah, I sound down because instead of getting intelligent people calling, I get, so only be 87 years old. He'll be in great shape given his cognitive skills today. 2020. Mark that down.
I'm putting it down.
Asshead. January 20th, 2029. No, I'm not going to apologize. Absolutely not. No way. The only reason I'm down is because I get calls like that. While everybody else, I don't know what you're all busy doing, but it'd be nice to hear from somebody who's already been to the wizard and gotten their brain.
It wasn't him.
Shall we read from the Globe? I know what I want to look at. Well, I mean, what I want to look at and what I can look at are two different things, really. I should be clear about that. 181 dead so far from the COVID vaccine. That's a pretty large number. So my question was, would you take it? And I wanted to see some of the responses. Ellen Royal says, depends on how much you really trust Big Pharma. Rick says, I wonder what the acceptable threshold on deaths from the vaccine is. You know, Hank Aaron took it to show others this, you know, to be an example. Rick says, got the shot, the Moderna vaccine at Chantilly last Friday after having made my appointment through their toll-free line 4 days previous. Very professionally handled, first time at facility. For those of you who have had it, I'd like to know if you had any kind of side effects. Some people say they ran a fever briefly or experienced some other connected side effect. And then there's a lot of flat out, no, not going to do it. Carolyn says, my husband and I received our first COVID vaccine last week at Jackson's Good Building. Registration was easy. Call back for an appointment. Also like to know which one you got, the Pfizer or the Moderna. I know one doctor who recommended the Pfizer over the Moderna, but I'm certainly not going to name him, and I'm not going to speculate as to why. He's a doctor, though, and I trust him. Let's give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Tony?
You there?
So, I would have called the first hour, but I had to go to Walmart and buy some oil and some allergy medicine. I'm sorry that the previous hour was just kind of the doldrums of talk radio, but, you know. There's not, I don't know, I think we're all, those of us that voted other than the president that's currently in that office, I think we're all just kind of bracing ourselves for the crazy that's about to happen.
Yeah, it's kind of the same brace I'm feeling before we hear the snap of the rubber glove.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know it's going to hurt. And generally it does.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm just kind of bracing myself because, you know, something's going to happen, I know. Or just a whole lot of little things that'll add up to something big. And it's just, yeah. I find it difficult to get all giddy and ecstatic because, you know, I'm a realist, you know, but it's okay. I mean, you know what? We woke up this morning, the sun came up. Any day you wake up alive is a good day. So just hang in there, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Master Thespian. Appreciate the call. Tony.
Hey, how you doing? Called for two reasons. You asked about when I think he'll be out of office. It's amazing. My birthday was January 15th. And I had a dream that on 1 year from my birthday, that my birthday was taped through, that he would be out of office. And so I'm saying around January 15th next year. Just okay. Because of my dream.
Okay, Tony, we'll make a note.
And the other thing is you asked about, I'm 81 years old. I got the Moderna shot a week ago today.
How you doing?
And just got a sore arm.
Yeah, everybody, I mean, that goes with the vaccine. I should have mentioned that.
But nothing else beside that.
Good. Glad to hear it. Stay healthy, Tony. Appreciate the call. Sweet D.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
Hi. So my date is going to be October the 26th of this year.
Yeah.
And I have two dim friends that got the COVID vaccine. Mm-hmm. They both said it made them poop rainbows. Just trying to make you smell, Greg.
You did, sweet D. Thank you. You should call more often.
Did you say?
I will. Have a good evening.
Did you say October 26th?
That's what she said.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Love you.
Thank you, sweet D. Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Chris. I was going to guess April 1st, but somebody took that.
Somebody took that.
Jump ahead of me. I'm going to say April 15th.
Tax day.
And I'm going to say it's not going to be because of health reasons. This may be a little hope porn, maybe, but I think the Chinese are going to jump on Taiwan and our military. He's going to involve himself against China, and our military knows that he will plan to lose.
Wow. Well, I certainly hope that's not the case, but we'll put that date in.
Yeah, I hope it's not. I hope I'm wrong, too.
What's your last initial? Initial of your last name?
H.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
I did see a disconcerting article earlier today that somehow we're handing over our power grid to China. Really? It just gets more unbelievable by the minute. 55% of American people say they are going to make some type of home improvement this year. And that can happen any number of ways. Maybe your furniture took a beating. A lot of folks haven't been able to shop for furniture because you've heard the stories about supply lines being interrupted. But I have news for you. Good news from Kaiser. The trucks are in, and that 65,000 square foot warehouse at 4044 Wetumpka Highway is filled. And at Kaiser, you have the bonus, not just of this enormous, literally unlimited selection, but three women who are incredibly talented at helping you navigate it. What's your budget? What are you looking for? Would you like to go bigger and maybe do a 0% Synchrony account so you can redo a room and not just one piece? Their names are Stella, Cheryl, and Dale, and they're really amazing. Whatever it is that you decide to get at Kaiser, and they have great accent pieces, home entertainment centers that accommodate the large screen TVs of today, they only charge 8.25% sales tax there because they're just beyond Montgomery's 10%. Immediate delivery arranged. So for selection, price, service, and expertise, it's the best. ShopKaiser.com. If you'd like to browse online, they've got some great choices featured there. Or just stop in and see them Monday through Saturday. At 4:16, we'll check traffic.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a couple of accidents to tell you about. Taylor at Vaughn is our latest accident. Watch out for boots on the ground there. Green Ridge Road at Harrison, we have a disabled vehicle. Keep your eye out for that. And in Prattville, South Memorial Drive at Highway 82 and 31, we have an accident there. We're seeing a little bit of backup towards Prattville on South Memorial because of that one. Watch out for boots on the ground and keep it here for more traffic updates. Everywhere else, light to moderate. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery on I-65 and 85. Well, accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. MPS Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore announced today all schools will start virtual learning beginning February 1st and will likely remain virtual until COVID-19 vaccines are widely available to the district's employees. The move comes after at least four of its employees died recently from COVID-related causes. The Alabama Education Association is urging the state to give teachers COVID-19 vaccinations following the deaths of at least 30 public school employees statewide from the illness. Alabama is currently only giving vaccinations to healthcare workers, nursing home residents, people 75 and older, and first responders. Montgomery City and County leaders will hold a COVID-19 vaccination clinic this weekend. The clinic will be held this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 at 3003 East South Boulevard. You need to bring an ID to get the vaccine. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for an active weather night ahead as the first of two storm systems this week moves through the area. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tonight. Breezy, very mild. Overnight low temperature 64. Tomorrow, high temperature in the low to mid 70s. Spotty showers possible during the daytime hours. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely again late Tuesday night into Wednesday as the second storm system of the week moves through. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
All the headlines.
headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection against the United States.
Man, if he can get impeached for that. I know a lot of women who could be in serious trouble, and I will name names too, but not right now. Don't look at me with that face. I've already had enough faces over the phone today. With people that can't have a complete thought without saying, mother forker. Very disappointing. Public education. Grown adults, supposedly. Here's the constitutional issue that will have to be addressed. And you watch the hysteria when, first of all, a lot of Republicans who want to stay in office are realizing if they vote for this impeachment, their career is over. They may as well leave now. And why not? If that's the kind of country we're going to have, just hell, let the takeover begin. We can start a revolution. But constitutionally speaking, the language in the impeachment clause specifically addresses, and this is from a legal expert, not from me, not even from Jacqueline Tomlinson, although I suppose I could ask. It's just obvious that they have not, they're in there because they're running off raw emotion. Democrats are psychos and they just want to do this, thinking it's going to prevent him from running. Unlike other sections of the Constitution where clarity can be obscured by arcane wording, this particular provision is clear and concise. The language pointedly does not provide in any way, shape, or form that a former president or an ex-president may be similarly punished. Only the president.
Oh, well, to hear Mitt Romney tell it now. He has studied all of that, and he feels it can be.
Mitt Romney can kiss my ass.
Wishful thinking, I'm sure.
What a turd. What a turd bucket he is.
He's one of the jurors, the impeachment jurors.
Now, that's got to make Trump feel confident.
Yeah.
Juror. No matter the degree to which Senator Schumer despises Mr. Trump and hopes to prevent him from being able to run again for office for some future date, it just does not have the constitutional authority to do this. Because that's their big fear. They know how many votes he got. They know he got them legitimately. And they want to undermine that or at least put a roadblock up so he can't run for president again. But he said today there is not going to be a third party. He is not going to start a Patriot Party. Those don't work. They just don't. We're stuck with Republicans. It's going to be up to Republican voters to redefine the party by finding people who will stick to conservative principles. Right now, there's not too many. I mean, Rand Paul, he's been great the last couple of... I got to play the clip with him and little Georgie Porgy Stephanopoulos.
Yes, that was excellent.
He had him for lunch. That was a beautiful thing.
Senator Cruz.
Ted Cruz. Oh, yeah. They want to expel them from the Senate, right? Yeah. Expel something besides hot air and stupidity, would you?
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Senior living doesn't have to break the bank. A full and active lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village, and it's all included. Come tour their newly renovated facility and find out about their 2 free-month special through April 30th. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Senior living can be fulfilling and affordable, like a new renovated facility, three chef-inspired meals daily, transportation and companionship all included in one low monthly rate. Ask about their free month specials through April 30th. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Someone's in a mood.
You notice? It just goes with being in the media. We're going to roll call for like the first time in a month.
Oh my God. Who the hell nothing cares?
No.
You got to have something if you want to be with me.
Thanks for calling.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Adios, muchacho.
You got to have something.
Excellent.
If you want to be with me.
Snap out of it. Is this some kind of bust?
Yes.
Bad. I'm not trying to be your hero.
Hot diggity!
This thing is nuts, man.
Is it wrong that I was totally aroused by that?
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Hey, where are the white women at?
That's hot.
It's too low to see.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
I'm dying over here. And I'm not
snuffing. You're nasty.
Believe you me.
Good grief.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war on poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Did you get a little tappity tap?
I dropped my hot pocket.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
Don't make me open a can of whoop-ass buster.
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
That is the single dumbest story I've ever heard.
I'm comfy, baby!
Oh, my God.
Nothing from nothing either.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
You gotta have something.
A booyah!
If you wanna be with me.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
Nothing from nothing either.
What is wrong with you?
You
gotta have something.
You sure is ugly.
If you wanna be with me.
I'm beginning to sober up, and you're scaring me.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Sorry.
You don't have to forgive me. I've got some frozen buttons here. Stuff.
I dropped my hot pocket.
Right, that worked.
Did you get a little?
That worked. But this one didn't. This is our friend from Gilligan's Island saying you're better than television.
Hmm.
Now, why would that not work? I'm going to find out now because inquiring minds need to know.
Could it be all the stuff on the keyboard?
Rusty gave me a 9.999. Rusty, I did not deserve that. There are issues here. This is starting to happen with some of these others, too. So I've got all 10,000 of my things in alphabetical order. So all we need to do is find the one that says you're... It's not in here. It is not in here.
Maybe that's the problem.
Why not?
I don't know.
Well, that's what I need to find out.
The studio gremlin has struck again.
Hang on, I gotta go back here. You're better than TV. That's 4... 8078... So now I got to go back to that whole list and put it in numerical order to find out what the problem with 8078 might be. Scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. I know this is... 9, blah, 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 blah. 8078. We're going to get this mystery solved. Or my name isn't Robert Stack. Aha! It was changed.
Aha!
And you know when it was changed? While I was away.
Uh-oh.
At Christmas time. Yeah, 12-23-20. Thank you, Jay. Why would somebody have done this? Let me see what this... they took my... You're better than television. I'm going to need... What's in a... From Gilligan's Island, call back and say it again so we can put it in. Well, we solved the mystery. It's a Christmas bit now.
I'm Christmas shopping last minute.
All right. Mm-hmm. In his first day in office, Chairman Joe Biden signed an executive order halting Keystone Pipeline construction, blah, blah, blah. This move swiftly eliminated 11,000 U.S. jobs, including 8,000 union jobs. The project would have sustained in 2021. Neil Crabtree, a welding foreman who began working on the pipeline as an apprentice in 1997, was dismayed. This is not a time to be making political statements. We need to be... complain to Occasional Cortex. She's the one. It's her group that wants this. They think this is actually affecting the weather. And they're the real driving force in the Democratic Party. A member of Pipeliners Local Union 798, one of the four whose members will be left without work due to the cancellation. The 46-year-old welder from Arkansas was among the first to be laid off. At the time, the cross-border permits for the pipeline were rescinded. He and his team were in Nebraska working at a pumping station for Keystone XL. In a Facebook post from Wednesday, he wrote that he felt a sick feeling in his stomach and an aching in my heart. Just like the rest of the country, COVID hurt us bad. We had a number of projects canceled. We've got guys that haven't worked in months and in some cases years. To have a project of this magnitude discontinued. Well... You were told, union member, you were told what to expect. What was going to happen to union jobs and things like Keystone XL that keep gas prices down and all the rest of it. And now it's actually happening. So go see whoever it was in your union that told you to vote for that dumb son of a bitch in the White House. Marianne from Gilligan's Island.
Who is this? Hello, handsome.
Hi.
You look good today.
Thanks.
I love your passion, too.
Appreciate it.
I got one more thing to tell you.
Yes?
You're better than television.
All right. We got it back, and I will be able to get that into the system in the next day or two. Rusty, if you're listening, we got it
done.
It's
nothing to be proud of.
No, but I will be very grateful. Not grateful enough to give you money, but grateful if you help us out here, okay?
Greg, I love you. Use it anytime you want to because you're better than television.
Thank you so much.
All right. I love you too, Rosie. Y'all be good.
Well, you don't have to worry about Rosie. I'm the one that gets out of line. Slap out Sam.
Slim.
Oh, Slim.
I only read what's put in front of me.
Yeah, he does. And that's what it sounded like to me.
We've changed Sam. Slap out Slim.
An automobile, so
you know what? The better the technology gets, the worse the quality of phone audio gets, and I'm not kidding.
Yeah,
amen on that.
Let's go back to landlines.
I just saw something this morning, and Greg, you're pretty much on the same line, I think, with most Americans, and I think we're willing to accept whatever happens as long as it's true. Yeah. And unfortunately, we got both sides that like to embellish and both lie, and some do more than the others, and it is what it is. But I was drinking coffee this morning, a little after 5, and I saw a blip go across the bottom of the screen. And I kind of got excited. And I don't know how you get excited about a lawsuit, but Dominion is suing Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, for $1.3
billion. Yeah, for, I think, defamation or something. So, you know, all I want is the truth. And the reason I got kind of excited was, you know, they brought suits, and I don't know specifically what the suits were in Pennsylvania and the other states and in the Supreme Court, but I don't think that the Republican Party and Cruz in their lawsuit with the Supreme Court has had a, they've had a venue to present the evidence. And right. That's the reason I got excited to maybe get some truth, Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani going in the courtroom, taking this evidence. Yeah. If they've got the evidence, they say they do.
Not one in 87 opportunities did any court give the Trump team a chance to present evidence or do discovery. Which
that's what I understood as well.
So that's why the left is able to, that's why you lost every court. No, they lost every court case because they were never given a chance to have a court case.
Correct.
You got to have one. I have an expert on the line who will confirm that for us shortly. But yeah, that's, yeah. I'm excited.
I don't know how you get excited about a lawsuit, but.
No,
I mean,
you're right.
Still, I was going, hey, get to the truth.
Especially if it gets into the, now we have to worry about Obama judges and who appointed the judge, because we know Obama judges wouldn't know the Constitution if they had it tattooed on their ass and their significant other read it to them. Thank you for the call. I did write my magazine column, Crashmas Memories, and among the fine words in that piece, testimony for Montgomery Paint and Body and the amazing coordination between Donnie Turner and his team at MPB, getting the right pictures from the damage, ordering the parts while I was away in Florida, having them painted and ready to go, and in one day, getting everything reassembled, cleaned, and represented. That's amazing. Now, they had a lot of time because I was out of town. The car was drivable, but they used it. That's the important thing. They didn't just wait until I got back. They were ready to go. And my insurance agent deserves some credit there, too. I got the claim filed, and it was all, by the time I got back, it was ready. That's amazing. And, of course, the result was good as new, maybe better. For me and for anybody else that chooses, MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, their number, 27REC with a W. Carlos, good afternoon.
Hi, Greg. I'd like to touch on the Keystone Pipeline for a minute, if you don't mind.
Sure.
All right, so, you know, the Keystone Pipeline is basically, it's set to take oil from Alberta, Canada, and it pumps down to the refineries in Beaumont, Texas.
That's what I understand.
It was going to have a capacity of 830,000 barrels a day. So Canada's not going to lose out on that money. They still want to bring that oil to market, only now, instead of being put in at a single point, run through a pipeline, take it out in Texas, I actually looked these numbers up. In order to move that amount of oil, it would take 11,000 trucks if you're doing it by trailer or 1,000 railway cars. Now, that's a day. So if you're doing it by truck, that's 11,000 diesels burning all the smoke and carbon going into the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Not to mention, if you're concerned about spills before where you only had an input and an output point,
right.
Now you're going to have 11,000 transfers on a daily where you've got the chance for human error to cause spills. And they say they're doing it in the name of the environment, but it's just the cult of climate. It makes no sense. Even if you're looking at it from an environmental standpoint, you're going to put more carbon in there. There's more chances to have spills. You know. And then I looked this up. The largest oil spill on a pipeline in the U.S. is 1.7 million gallons. It sounds like a lot until you figure if they decide to move this by sea and take it to another point, the Exxon Valdez was 10,700,000 gallons.
Wow.
So you're talking almost 10 times the amount. There is no way, any way you cut this, that is beneficial to the environment. The pipeline is way better than transferring all this stuff by truck, rail, or ship.
Perfectly clean, keeping people employed. And I also know that when they built the Alaska pipeline, the same wackos were saying, are you going to kill the environment? No, that pipeline actually did great for the animal population along the length of which it runs. It provides warmth, shelter, protection, all kinds of things. But more important, let's cut the pipeline down. So, yeah, let's have 11,000 diesel trucks. Great.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was brilliant. Thank you for noticing.
All right. Thank you.
You are.
Thanks, Carlos.
Again, now my faith is restored. My faith is restored in our audience. Mary Ann was listening.
I love you, and you guys are so much better than television.
Wow.
I just need your better than television, but that'll work, Rusty. it's just
You guys are so much better than television.
That's an improvement, actually. That's a promotion.
Yeah.
Rhino Repercussions. There's Cheney and Rice and Kemp and Murkowski. Traitors, all of them. A-holes, all of them. Weak-kneed rhinos, all of them. Traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are light to moderate all around the boulevard right now. We have a little congestion at some of the major intersections like Troy Highway, East South Boulevard, Norman Bridge and East South Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, East Boulevard, I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, and they're busy on Taylor Road. We had an accident called in earlier, Taylor at Vaughn, but we're not seeing any backs up or problems there. Just use caution. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance is there for you, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Alabama Education Association is urging the state to give teachers COVID-19 vaccinations following the deaths of at least 30 public school employees statewide from the illness. Alabama is currently only giving vaccinations to healthcare workers, nursing home residents, people 75 and older, and first responders. MPS Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore announced today all schools will start virtual learning beginning February 1st and will likely remain virtual until COVID-19 vaccines are widely available to the district's employees. The move comes after at least four of its employees died recently from COVID-related causes. Montgomery City and County leaders will hold a COVID-19 vaccination clinic this weekend. The clinic will be held this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 at 3003 East South Boulevard. You need to bring an ID to get the vaccine. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for an active weather night ahead as the first of two storm systems this week moves through the area. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tonight. Breezy, very mild. Overnight low temperature 64. Tomorrow, high temperature in the low to mid 70s. Spotty showers possible during the daytime hours. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely again late Tuesday night into Wednesday as the second storm system of the week moves through. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Toss to Godwin. He's got the first down, and this game's over. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady are going to Super Bowl 55.
Super Bowl 55 in Tampa, Florida.
At 4:44, for the first time in history, we actually have a home game for one of the teams in the Super Bowl. Here with more analysis on what to expect in this face-off between the Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is Jacqueline Tomlinson, our new sports director.
Hey.
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 How's it going?
Had an interesting afternoon so far.
Why? What's happened?
I've heard your hecklers, man.
My hecklers?
No, his. Well, a couple callers.
Yeah.
Hecklers?
Oh, that's what I call him. I think he would have another word for it.
A-hole comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
What's
Nah, that we had people that can't have a complete thought without dropping an MF bomb in the middle of it.
Did you have to use the button?
Oh, I had to use the button. Absolutely. And then we had to, you know, hit star 69 so we could find out where the call came from.
Oh, my God. It wasn't. Oh.
And notify our bodyguards.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Well, we have had an eventful afternoon, haven't we?
Oh, my. It's just another day at News Talk 93.1 FM.
Media.
You look good, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah, it wasn't pleasant, but you know me. I'm not... those things have no effect on me at all. All right, well, if I'm in a vulnerable mood, they can affect me a little bit.
Hey, I get it. I have been called quite a few names in my profession. So
me too.
I get it.
Now, I never called my attorney a name, but I was in a deposition once. You want to hear the whole lame-ass story here?
Oh, yes.
Sure.
Because this gets involved.
Number 37. I love it, man. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, I'm doing the morning show in a country station in West Palm Beach, and we're doing great all day long, and my morning show is moving up the charts. I have no reason whatsoever to think I've got anything but a nice long run in front of me. And then one day I noticed there's weird activity going around the building. There's obviously some big secret in place. And I finally pretty much pushed the production guy into a wall and said, tell me what the you-know-what is going on here. And he said, we're going to put Howard Stern on in the morning. And I said, on this station? On a country station? Who the fork is that stupid? Find me one country listener in America that loves Howard Stern.
You've got a point.
So I didn't know what their plan was for me. So I reached out immediately and called the GM of the country station in town and said, hey, I'm probably going to be looking for a gig soon. Keep me in mind because we're putting Howard Stern on in the morning. And when he heard that, he literally said the following. Oh, my God, we're saved. Because they had no competition prior to us, and we were making big inroads on their audience. So he knew how stupid that was.
That's a terrible
idea. And he was thrilled. So then some lawsuit happened between that company and our station, and I got called into a deposition. I forget what the premise was. It had nothing to do with that. The use of a term that we were both competing to have copyright to. And the lawyer for that other radio station was a real dorkhead. And I stuck to the line I was told to stick to by our attorneys. And he said, is it true that you called up the general manager? And of course, our lawyer is sitting there with our general manager. You called up the general manager of this radio station seeking employment when you found out that Howard Stern was coming to work there? I mean, I could not believe that this had nothing to do with the issue at hand, which was the term that both stations wanted to use. And just, that was it. I mean, it's just, thanks for ruining my job and my life.
And lawyers can do that sometimes.
Well,
but
I let them know.
We try not to.
I let them know, speaking of MF bombs and a few other things, what I thought of this sleazy lowlife worm.
I'm so sorry.
It was the Griswold brand. In a deposition.
And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing.
And then just sprinkle in a few words I can't say in the air, and you pretty much got the gist of it.
That's terrible, man.
Oh, and then,
I hate it. And then I hate it for you.
So, but yeah, it's that's why your gig is tough. I mean, you're looking out, you're advocating for people, and, you know. The other side isn't always friendly, are they?
No, you know, it's in every single one of my cases. I know at least one person is going to hate my guts. I just pray that it's not my clients. No, but I mean, Dana and I, just, you know, being in the real world and dealing with what we deal with, and emotions are high and stress is high. I mean, we've had a lot of people that have made allegations in the past that you know, we're buddy-buddy with our client, or we're sleeping with our client.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, before Dana and I were married and we had four children between the two of us, Dana and I were not married and didn't have children, and we're fun. And
beautiful single women.
You know, like, we would go to happy hour and we would do things. I mean, Dana and I used to go and do, like, trivia night places, or, like, go out and have a drink after work. And, you know, I think strong, attractive, confident women are extremely, it's extremely scary for some people. I mean, it can be really intimidating, and we don't try to be intimidating. We try to be fair and easy to work with.
Yeah,
but I think, you know, if you're already emotional and you're going through a divorce and you're angry at your husband, or you're going through a child custody battle and you're angry at your baby daddy, like, if you see that they have a young female attorney, I can see how that might be a lot to deal with.
Strong,
so, yeah, I get it.
Strong, powerful, intelligent women have never been an issue for me.
But, I mean, we get it. Like, how mad would you be if, like, your husband went and got, you know, it's like, I get it. Listen, like, we get it. But, you know, we've been called a lot of things, and people make false allegations all the time, and we've just kind of learned to laugh at it and be like, yeah, okay. Like,
it's just it goes with the turf kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it does, but here's the thing. Like, we're still human, and sometimes it hurts when people say things, but you learn that they really don't mean it, and what people say and do usually speaks volumes about who they are and not
exactly
necessarily about who I am. So
right.
I learned to take it with a grain of salt. Now, I have been known to call somebody on the carpet, too. Like, don't get me wrong. If the opportunity arises, I usually will call somebody out on it.
What is calling somebody on the carpet?
You know, like...
I don't.
Let's educate the naive here.
Please.
Like, I'll call you out on your bad behavior.
Oh, thank you.
In an official setting.
Oh.
That's what the carpet represents, like, the boss's office.
Ooh.
Or...
Yeah, so...
You're a bad
like,
lady.
On her turf, like, I'm going to call you out. You know, I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to lay it all out for you. And I usually do it in a deposition or before a judge, because a lot of times people will put these nasty things in text messages or Facebook posts.
Mm.
I mean, Dana and I sued somebody once over that.
Good.
But, yeah, I mean, but listen, that's not everybody, because, like I said, in every case, somebody hates us. But at the end of the day, they realize that we're not as bad as they've made us out to be in their head. I mean, we do our job. We represent our clients. But, like, we're not the vile, evil witches that you think we are.
If somebody doesn't hate you, preferably the other side, then you're not doing your job, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, I didn't get you in this position.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean you're making people be accountable? Oh, my goodness.
Yes, we do.
Hey, is our mayor apologized yet for...
No, of course he hasn't. He's not going to. Why would he? His last name is Reed. Why would he apologize?
Yeah.
Why would he apologize? He needs to hire a new PR, a PR person, or his campaign manager for when he runs for whatever next political office he thinks he's in the running for is probably going to have to address this issue.
The reason I ask is I'm considering asking...
Running for mayor?
No. Oh, yes. We could use the Greg Budell Boulevard.
No. I was thinking of having my name removed from their mailing list, you know.
Yeah, I would.
For whatever propaganda they're
using. From what I hear, it's kind of easy to have your name removed from things in Montgomery.
Oh,
you're funny.
Wow.
Even I got that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I just heard that.
That was brilliant, actually.
That was, man. That was great. Did you get it, Rosie?
No.
Hey, before we wrap up, I got Randall on the other line. You want to do a conference thing here? I need the practice, so I press your button down, and then here's Randall. You're on with Jacqueline.
Well, hello, Miss Jackson.
Hey, Randall. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I'm glad I hear about the young constable. I'm glad you keep us updated, because, you know, it's just that extended family that everybody talks about, regardless. You know what I mean? You might not hear us every day, but, you know what I mean, we listen, and we feel a part of y'all sometimes. And
well, I appreciate that.
Tell her she should come to the Baumhauer soon.
Yeah, man.
And I'm working on that too. I bet.
Yeah,
both
y'all.
Yeah.
Leave my mom at home.
To lay it online, I've been to the doctor last week. I went twice. 1 week I went once, and then I've been getting heavy on it, man. That's why my calls. I hope I slow down. I'm glad you done this to see. You know what I mean? I want to be able to stop and think and be able to control my words. You know, and not just let it blurt out. You know what I mean? And sound. You know, and be an idiot. And I'm looking back, man. I really see the different voices and slow them down and tell which one ain't me. And it's working. And I want to talk about puppies. I hate Greg so much. When I went calling, you was talking about them French Bulldogs. And I never could call and tell you. I don't know why. But there's a place up in Tarrant County called Southern Grace Kennel. And you know, look at that. They have some of the most beautiful pictures, Jacqueline. You can show the baby. They probably take you on tour if you call them. And old Papa George, who comes to the bomb hours, man, he's the Tarrant County Sheriff. He's a lieutenant. He meets you up there, Greg. Go have a good day. You and Jackson take the youngins and go tour.
Randall, we're out of time for the hour. I got to wrap up, but appreciate it.
Thanks, Randall.
Keep working on it, man. You got this.
By the way, that's Papa John, not Papa George. Papa Giorgio is the character from Vegas Vacation.
That's what he changed his name to.
Well, Jacqueline, thank you for taking the time to hang out with us. I'm in a better
Absolutely.
Mood.
Absolutely. The perfect timing, because I just walked in the room and sweet Lola's left a big surprise for mommy.
Oh, and it smells
like
roses.
She's just grinning about it.
She feels a lot better.
Oh, I bet she does. All right. Well, let me go change this soiled, nasty baby.
Okay.
And I'll talk to you guys
Don't forget
tomorrow.
The butt paste.
You want to say hi to Miss Rosie and Mr. Seth and Mr. Greg?
Mm-hmm.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, hey. Steven.
You're going to help Mom
say
with that.
Hi, Steven. Hi.
Hi.
Hey. All right, guys. Have a great night.
All right. Nice. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
First, I thought that was Lola.
No.
Wait a minute.
No.
That baby's a little bit young to be verbal.
Oh, that was so sweet.
Yeah, nice family moment. Yeah. It was very restorative for me.
You look good, man. It helped. That Magellan shirt, white brings out your eyes.
And the nice haircut.
Yeah, you got that haircut, man.
You should have seen me pedaling my rear end up our street today, straight into that wind.
Man,
I'm telling you, it was coming out of the south, and all my uphill portions of my interval route are into the south. And believe it or not, even on a bike, it does make a difference when you're going into the wind.
Oh, yeah.
You have to work a little bit harder. The other side of that coin is, as I'm going south back to the house, part of that is downhill. And I was hitting speeds that really made me nervous. I'm not in a hurry, but I want to arrive alive.
You had the wind at your back.
I had the wind, yeah. And gravity, too.
Yeah.
I swear, I was doing about 30, 35.
Just don't let go, man.
That's on a bike with no helmet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A little nervous.
I got a little sweaty today, man. I got a little warm.
It did. This is one of the first bike rides in a while where I was really... Okay, pushing the sweat. 458 Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka, a company that restores choices and enables people who have received the grave misfortune losing their mobility through an accident. Service to our country can happen so many different ways. Each client, and they know, the faster they can get somebody back to the home they live in, the faster they're going to recover. So prior to somebody's return from a hospital or a battlefield or wherever, they go in and make sure that home and mitigate every possible risk so that their client has a chance to navigate the home in those familiar environs without something that normally you wouldn't even think twice about, but could be, you know, a dangerous item to somebody who's trying to regain their mobility. They create tools from scratch. It's a house of invention there at 1647 Crucer River Parkway that help people do for themselves, because that is the most important.